Rich Kimble here. And on the G&M Family Market phone line, the head coach of Maine Black Bear Basketball, Bob Walsh. Bob, good afternoon.
How's it going, Rich?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's your Wednesday so far?
It's been good. Actually taking the day off, but getting a little preparation done, watching film on Virginia Tech before we head down there Friday.
Well, let's get to the question that people are asking, and I'm sure you've heard more than you want to. What happened with UMaine Fort Kent?
Well, we didn't show up ready to play. You know, mentally our approach was really, really bad, and, that's disappointing. I think, you know, we saw some really good things when we played Husson and a really mature approach. We were connected defensively. We were together. We've been working a lot on our guys taking ownership as opposed to just being compliant and doing what they're told. And, we had a major failure as far as our mental preparation. I think our guys talked about it afterwards, saying, you know, we didn't really take it that seriously. And when we don't do that, if we don't bring it, we're going to get beat. So, you know, those exhibition games are a great way to learn. Luckily it doesn't count. We're obviously not happy with the result, but we've, you know, found a way to get better because of it. And we're looking forward to starting the season.
Despite the score, do they enjoy the experience of playing in the pit?
Yeah, no, it was cool. I mean, it was cool for me. I mean, it's such a legendary old New England venue, and, it worked out well in between a football game and a hockey game where a lot of our students and our fans could just kind of slide on by. So it was definitely a fun experience.
You tweeted the other day about the fact that you're starting to get the mentality that you need to compete at the top of the conference. And what is that mentality from your perspective? What has to be the mindset of Maine basketball players if they want to be among the best in the conference?
Well, it's got to be the way we compete and the toughness that we bring every day. And, you know, to be honest, last Saturday was a step backward from that sense. But it's got to be an understanding of why we have to compete and play with great toughness every single day. And it's really a mentality that the school has, and I think the state of Maine has, sort of an ethos of toughness, of getting the job done, being low maintenance and hardworking, blue collar. And I think, you know, that's the mentality we're developing. We've seen it with this group, and I think we can continue to grow.
Virginia Tech this week, what can you tell us about the Hokies? How good are they, and what are their strengths?
Well, they're really, really tough. You know, Buzz Williams teams are always just have an incredible toughness mentality. You know, they went 10-8 in the ACC last year. They're going to give us size issues, length and athleticism that are problems. They're really aggressive. Last year, they led the country in percentage of points from the free throw line. Almost a quarter of their points came from the free throw line. So they're an attack-minded team. So we're going to have to do a great job of keeping the ball in front of us, guarding it without fouling, and then battling with great toughness on the glass.
How deep do you think you'll go this week on your roster?
You know, we're still figuring that out. I think we've got 10 or 11 guys that can play, but we haven't really defined our rotation yet. We've had a couple of guys that have been injured. You know, we tried to play a bunch of different looks and combinations in our exhibition games. So, you know, we've generally played 10 or 11 guys. I think playing a lot of guys is good, but guys have to step up and earn those minutes. So, you know, I'd be surprised if we played less than 9, probably somewhere in 9 or 10, and you know, depending on who's healthy and other guys step up, it could be more than that.
With a fair amount of new faces, how are guys meshing together as a unit?
You know, off the court, really well. Mentality-wise, approach-wise, I think this group is really tight. On the court, it's still a bit of a work in progress as far as, you know, we have a lot of versatile guys, but that also means a lot of guys who have to learn how to play different spots and play with each other. So, you know, you take a guy like Ilker for example, who's really a wing for us, plays in the backcourt, but he's got the size and the rebounding ability to play up front. And with a couple of guys having some injuries, we've got to move guys around to position. So I still think on the court we've got a long way to go before we gel as a team. But that's what the season is all about, getting ready for league play.
Well, you got a lot of road games coming up. And finally, back home here, you'll be at the Cross Center on the 26th when you play the University of Maine at Presque Isle. In the meantime, Travel light, travel safely there. Now, before we let you go, because you're also one of the things we like about you is you're a smart guy and you're a pretty philosophical guy. And so it's the day after a pretty divisive election, and there are people on both sides experiencing a broad range of emotions. So I asked you this: what can we learn from sports about how to be both a good winner and on the losing side of things in an election?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can't let the things that you can't control that are going on around you affect who you are and what you're all about. It's something we work on with our team. You know, whether we're playing a Division III team or we're playing an ACC team, our approach has to be the same. And I think for a lot of people, it was hard to wake up today and realize what happened and you know, a huge change that took place as far as our country goes. So I think not letting that affect really who we are and sort of, you know, being ready to go regardless of what happened.
Yeah, and if you're on the victorious side, always a good lesson to win with some humility.
Yeah, I mean, winning and losing, neither one can really affect you. You know, success is never final, and failure usually is. So you can't let it affect you moving forward.
See, we knew we could count on you to help put it in perspective today.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck this weekend. We'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks a lot.
That's Bob Walsh, coach of Maine men's basketball on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you always by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Visit their website, too, at BennettAutoCenter.com. I like Bob.
I do, yeah. It's the great thing about Bob is you ask him a question, you get an answer.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't dance around. He doesn't hem and haw. He says, we didn't play well.
But he's smart. He's well-spoken. Yeah. And you don't get coach speak.
No. No.
And we're really lucky because, I don't know, that we don't get coach speak from the UMaine guys.
No.
From any of them.
While you were talking to him, I was just thinking that how in the last several days I've talked to a number of different coaches for different reasons, just see him on campus or because a couple of them came to my class. I'm thinking, I like hanging out with all these guys.
Yeah, all got their own style.
Oh, yeah.
But and that extends, you know, to people like Scott Atherley, who's just great to talk to, and Josette Babineau.
Oh, yeah, people don't know. And if you ever get a chance to talk with Lynn Coots for 10 or 15 minutes,
God, yes.
She's great.
Yep.
And Sarah Reichenbach is one of my favorite people to talk to on campus. Mm. Ricky, they're all great.
Now, who do the women, speaking of that, who does women?